Curious about opera? The stage is being set for Giuseppe Verdi's extravaganza, Don Carlo. For those new to opera, Don Carlo might seem like a transatlantic crossing instead of a day at the shore. Adjectives like comical, airy, and light don't apply. The soulful story includes a father-son-wife love triangle, tension between church and state, the misery of the Spanish Inquisition, and the fatalistic acceptance of duty over desire. Houston Grand Opera's performance of Don Carlo will be broadcast here on WRTI on Saturday. But before getting to that, I asked classical host Greg Whiteside for some background about the circuitous route of the opera's life.
Well, you know, Verdi wrote it in French first because it was commissioned by the Paris Opera. He was notoriously against writing an opera in French. He needed that final vowel to be able to marry the lyrics with the music. So he always fussed and fumed over having to do an opera in French.
After that 1867 Paris premiere, Verdi revised, reworked, recomposed, and restructured parts of his long opera. A libretto or text was completed in Italian. The ballet was dropped. Five acts became four.
There are some changes, and there have been like three or four different versions of Don Carlo, which is what it's called when it's in Italian. Don Carlos when it's in French. You know, for Verdi, it really didn't matter that much who wrote the libretto. As long as it was in Italian, he had a much easier time, and he was much more satisfied with the result.
You can hear Houston Grand Opera's performance of Don Carlos in French in five acts this Saturday. I'm Meredy Duddleston. Giuseppe Verdi's opera Don Carlo draws listeners into a complicated web of characters and storylines. At the center are three royals, the Spanish King Philip II, his son and heir Don Carlo, and the French Princess Elizabeth, who spends most of this musical drama as Philip's queen. Throughout, a deep, unfulfilled love burns between Carlo and Elizabeth, and the aging Philip feels his wife's unhappiness. In this glimpse of Don Carlo, classical host Greg Whiteside and I look into the dark study of King Philip, who sits in empty solitude, contemplating a future of regal loneliness. We don't have much sympathy for King Philip, who's expropriated the woman betrothed to his son, but here we see him in a totally different light, don't you think?
We certainly do, and it's part of the greatness of the opera, the Shakespearean complexity of the character, whom we've seen as being cruel and abrupt. But here in his study, in the great aria, Ella m'amai già mo, she doesn't love me. And the very poignant, per me, l'amor per me non ha, for me there is no love. It is one of the most powerfully moving of all bass baritone arias. And obviously Verdi poured his heart into this one.
This aria and all of Don Carlo can be heard on WRTI this Saturday afternoon at 1. In the meantime, for more about Don Carlo, go to WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston. This Saturday, you'll hear Houston Grand Opera's performance of Don Carlo. Italian composer Giuseppe Verdi's musical tale set in the mid-1500s is one of frustrated love, duty to country, and the relative powers of church and state during the Spanish Inquisition, with one bewildering ending. Right before that ending, we hear two key characters saying goodbye forever. Queen Elizabeth and Carlo love each other, but Elizabeth remains a paragon of virtue and loyal to King Philip. And in their final duet, as classical host Greg Whiteside would say, fasten your seatbelts.
She has to be loyal to him, and that's the way it is, even though she will always love his son.
She always was loyal to him.
Always was. I mean, Elizabeth is a great character. She's a character of great nobility. She's a very strong woman, too, because it would have been easy for her to bend and to break But she never does. She always does what she knows is the right thing to do. And that was a quality that historically Elizabeth of Valois possessed. And Verdi wrote this incredible part for her. And the duet at the end, one of the most moving things, if I talk about it too much, you know, the tears will start to come. Because this is the most exquisite love duet, two people who know they never, ever can consummate their love. And that they will be saying goodbye, per sempre, addio, forever.
WRTI brings you the World of Opera 52 weeks a year on Saturday, with performances from the Metropolitan Opera, Lyric Opera of Chicago, the Academy of Vocal Arts, and more. This Saturday afternoon at 1, it's Don Carlo in French. I'm Meredy Duddleston.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.